Well, good morning. And I thank you all for having me as your guest speaker. I bring you warmest greetings from your UU cousins in Wilmington, Delaware. And I've got a story to share with you this morning. This is a story where the kids can stay right where they are. It's a story for everybody. This is a story from New Mexico, and you're going to have to imagine some of this. You're going to have to imagine that it is very, very hot. It might be a stretch today. It might help, I think, being out this morning when it's so cold. But this is a time when it was very hot and dry, and it did not rain for a whole year. And all the animals that were living in the canyon were starting to get a little nervous. And there was a frog who lived on a puddle, and he was watching his puddle get smaller and smaller and smaller. And he was starting to get very nervous. But he happened to know a rain song. And it goes like this. Rain, rain, rain. But nothing happened. Meanwhile, on the other side of the canyon, there was a locust, which is like a cricket. And she was clinging to her little blade of grass, and it was getting really dry, and she was getting very nervous. She knew a rain song, and her rain song went like this. Bing, 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 bing. But nothing happened. Well, she started to cry. And the frog heard her crying, and so he hopped over to her side of the canyon, and he said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" And she said, "I tried my rain song and it didn't help, and it's not gonna rain and I'm gonna die." And he said, "Well, I know a rain song too. Maybe if we do them together, it'll help." So they did them together, and they said, "Rain, bing, 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 rain, bing, bing, bing." But nothing happened. Or so they thought. Because the rain god didn't hear the songs yet, but the frogs and the crickets on the other side of the canyon, they heard it and they started with their rain song. Now, I'm gonna need a little help. I need some crickets and some frogs. You knew this was coming, didn't you? Anyway, so you can choose, we're Unitarians, you can choose if you're a cricket or a frog. So I'm going to need a little rain song from you all. Ready? Rain. 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 Well, then other crickets and other frogs on the other side of the canyon and the next canyon over, they heard it, so it got louder. And the rain god heard it. And soon you heard the rustling of the leaves in the trees, and it sounded like this. And then you heard little drops falling on the leaves, and it sounded like this. This is a sharp groan. And then you heard, suddenly you heard a big clap of thunder. Boom! And then it was a big storm. And the rain came. And the rain came, and they were all fine. So now, what the people know is that when it hasn't rained for a whole year, and everybody's all worried about the rain, you don't sing your rain song by yourself. You find other people to sing it with you, and they all sing and they dance with one voice and one heart. So, that ends our story, and all of the children can go to their Sunday school classes.